Blog Talk Radio.
Four quarters with Coach Lee. I am your host with the mostest, Dion Lee, and my guest host,
Carla Williams Lee. How are you guys tonight?
All right. We got a great show lined up for everybody today. This is our second week back. I'm hoping that you loved last week's show. Heard that we got some pretty good ratings. I heard that it was pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I heard that, you know, we put it down.
Awesome.
Matter of fact, I'm so down, I got to get up. Because my seat is too low. There we go. Now
we're a little elbow to elbow here trying to get into Facebook Live.
Definitely that. So we got some things going on over on Facebook. You can catch us on Facebook doing the live show. You can catch us here on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in at 657-383-1020. Say it again for me.
657-383-1020.
Yes, definitely that. So, again, we have a great show lined up. We got a special guest tonight, Luke Campbell from Del Sol High School here in Las Vegas, 3A state champions, coach of the year here in the state of Nevada. So we got some great things. We can't wait till we hear from him. But let's start off with quarter number one. My super-duper producer told me that I forgot to do what I'm famous for.
Oh.
So we in the first quarter here. We rocking and rolling. And Carla, we got GFA updates.
Man, we've been so busy this week. Last time we gave you kind of an update on who we are, what, you know, how we came about, and give you a little bit of history. We've had a lot of people who now are in the know. And so we're hoping that we can get you guys engaged each and every week, because every week we're going to have something special to share. We're going to give you expansion updates. We're going to give you live guests, right?
Right.
That are in the industry or supporting the industry, coaches, players, ambassadors, you know, you name it. We're going to have them as guests on our show. And in the meantime, we've been moving and shaking, you know, just really trying to get our brand out there, you know, networking, social media, marketing, I mean, you name it, we do it.
Definitely that. We have a couple of snippets from our Her Turn the Ball movement with the little the videos that have, you know, the highlights of some young ladies talking about football, flag football, tackle football, and some Title IX issues. So those are some great updates. What about some of the updates as far as some of the business moves that that we are making here at GFA?
Well, we're making some moves to bring some sponsors on board. You know, we've got a lot of companies that really love our mission. And, you know, with it being groundbreaking and in a somewhat untapped market, getting a lot of positive feedback.
Yeah.
You know, some big-name companies, which, you know, I'm not going to mention just yet.
All right, wait till we get on down the line.
Yeah.
We got to sign the contract before we mention who we got.
Right. And then organizations as well. You know, we've got existing leagues, maybe, you know, mainly in the men's world that want to partner with GFA to create something new and fresh for their organization. We're still on our mission with the school.
Right, definitely with the school.
So, you know, we've been creating or gathering information because school is coming up. I know that we start school in Las Vegas here on August 15th.
No, August 12th.
August 12th.
On Monday.
All right, so it's not even halfway through the month and we're going to be starting school.
Right.
But we ended in May, so I guess that makes sense.
True.
But anyways, that's just the perfect time for us to be able to contact these coaches and athletic directors. Because, you know, during the summer, it's kind of dead for schools. We all know that, right? And it, really for sports.
Right.
So this will be prime time for us to get in the fall and really increase our branding with the schools.
Okay, well, what about some media things? What have you done media-wise? I mean, we were out this morning.
You know what? I think if you're on Facebook, you've probably seen us all day long.
Every day.
You know, I had a morning blog this morning that I do on Mondays. And then we had a podcast, which is not released yet, but it's called Unstoppable Boss Lady.
Okay.
And that will be released in the upcoming week or so. But we do have some Facebook Live footage of that podcast from today.
Part of the interview.
Yes, part of the interview. And it, believe it or not, Unstoppable Boss Lady. And then our own coach, Lee, was the very first man
on the show.
On the show.
Not me. Was I the first man on the show, Unstoppable Boss Lady?
Yes, you're the first man on the show. At least that was what we were told when we were on that day.
By their producers, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
So we definitely have something to, you know, that's going to change the world of sports when it comes to late girls. So it was definitely a message that had to be shared on that platform.
Definitely that. Yes. And there's some other things that you've been up to as well on not only LinkedIn but other social medias, but there are things that, you know, you're putting in place. We have a fundraiser that GFA is putting together.
Well, yes. We're going to be in the business of doing camps and clinics, but we need to raise some funds. You know, membership is our number one priority, looking to get everyone's support by becoming a member. That's the only way that we're going to be able to move this mission forward, is to get the support and buy-in of everybody else in the community, our listeners, our followers, the women players, the male players, you know, parents. We need everybody to join GFA. And it's not necessarily just about the funding, but we need the numbers, because there's power in numbers. Am I correct in saying that?
We talk about it all the time.
Yeah, there's power in numbers, and there's more that we can do to move this if we have the numbers behind us in membership. So these are some of the things that we want to, you know, short-term goals.
Right.
But we do have a fundraiser. We are having our very first women's 7-on-7 flag football tournament here in Las Vegas.
As well as high school.
Yes, high school girls can also participate if you have a team. We're asking that, you know, it's $45 a player, and we need a minimum of 10 on a team.
Right.
Okay, I think we're going to max out at 15 to 20.
What, teams?
Teams, the number of players on a team.
I think it's maxing out at 18.
18.
18 is the maximum amount of players that can represent one team.
Okay.
We're asking for 10 players minimum. Again, we have two divisions. We have a women's division, which is 18 and over. We have a high school division. And we're looking for 16 teams in each division. So a total of 32 teams is what we're looking for. And again, it's a great fundraiser. It's our mission. It's what we're about. It's about Girls Football Association.
Can you say that again about the division?
Oh, my bad. I even said football. Man, I must be hungry. I must be on that Sunday. It was 105 today.
About the divisions.
We have two divisions.
Okay.
We have a women's division, which is 18 and over,
mm-hmm.
and we have a high school division, which
okay.
is basically high school. It's
okay.
14, 17.
And you said 16 for each division.
And we have 16 teams in each division.
Got it.
That's a good number. We want a round number of 32 teams total.
Okay.
If we get 32 women teams, we get 32 women teams. If we get 32 high school teams, we get 32 high school teams, right?
Which is really easy to do here in Las Vegas.
Definitely that. So that's going to be our first task, and it's going to be November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Yes, but it's not limited to Vegas.
No.
You know, it's from anywhere. If you have a team and you want to participate, come to Vegas. Hey, everybody has to take a trip to Vegas at least once.
Well, everybody wants to come to Vegas. You know, but it's open to all. And here's my explanation of why we're opening this up. I think that we should do a tournament for all the women football teams that are out there that exist as an off-season program to come out here and compete on the 7-on-7 level. It's going to be help. You know, it's going to help them do what they need to do to get better. It's going to be some competition.
Okay.
It also gets to introduce them to the style of flag football that the high school players are playing and that they can promote as well.
Okay.
Because later on in our segment, we're going to talk about Premier 7.
Yes.
And Premier 7 are going to be the rules that we're going to play by. And this is the way they can learn the rules and also come and be league directors and some things like that. So we got a great show for you guys today, okay? And we just open it up to all women football teams across the country, no matter what league you're in. You guys know me from the get-go. I'm not biased to one league or another. My thing is I want some quality football here. You can represent your team, you know, whoever you are. I only want to mention 18 names because I don't want nobody to be disrespectful.
Anybody wants to get information on the rules that we'll be playing by in this fundraising tournament, you can go to premier7football.com.
Right.
And it's, you know, the Premier 7 Flag Football rules. So, you know, if you're from another state and you're wanting to know, maybe you can't play 7-on-7, maybe you play 5-on-5, I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, take a look at the rules and let's get you guys registered.
Definitely that. We got to get excited. We got to get pumped. We got a couple people here in the guest room over here at the on the Facebook Live.
Okay.
Okay. We got people looking in, checking in. What are the qualifications? The qualifications basically for the tournament is if you're a high schooler, of course, you got to be within the high school. And we prefer that the whole team comes from one high school. If you are an adult, it doesn't matter. As long as you're 18, you get you 10 bodies, and you guys go ball. 10 bodies and ball, that's all you got to do. 10 bodies and ball.
Really? So, yeah, but it's great. If you have any questions about that, definitely let us know.
Mm-hmm.
But, again.
They can also call me on the Premier 7 number.
Okay.
They can call me on the Premier 7 number.
Go ahead.
That's my cue. They can call me on the Premier 7 number.
Man, you made me do all the work, all the heavy lifting.
You're the co-host.
Leave it to the woman, right?
You're the co-host. So what's the number again?
So that would be 702-874-8058.
Yeah, I got to memorize that.
Now, that's for Premier 7, but even Girls Football Association, 702-874-8044.
8-7-4-8-0-4-4.
8-0-4-4.
Gotcha.
Yes. It is a fundraiser for GFA, so it's something that we are hosting. Premier 7 is just putting it together and providing everything for the tournament. So
definitely. It'll be here in Vegas November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's a four-game guarantee. We didn't remember that. It's guaranteed four games.
Yes.
And referee fees are already included in your fee, so you don't have to come with extra money like at the other tournaments. Again, it's a flat rate on how many players you have.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we're rocking and rolling.
And that does include insurance as well, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we have that all taken care of. So the bottom line is you get what you pay for, which is a lot, you get a lot. That's how we do it here in Vegas, baby. That's how we do it.
Yep.
GFA.
Yep. So just getting started, that will be our very, very first event. Which, of course, again, is a fundraiser.
Fundraiser.
Yes.
Yes. So, again, you know, I know we're pushing the GFA. I know we're talking about fundraisers. You talked a little bit about membership. Can you just give us a quick dabble on how do you become a member of GFA?
You just basically go to our website, which is Girls Football Association, all spelled out, .org. So, again, Girls Football Association.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to Join Us. That would be the second tab. And then you just click your membership level. We do the youth,
okay,
right, 17 and under, which is $49 for the entire year. And then we've got the adults, which is our general member, and that is $99 for the entire year. And, of course, we have our group members and our corporate members.
Right, definitely. So we are looking for corporate sponsors. We are looking for group sponsors. So if you're a football team that exists already, that's out there in one of the leagues, your ownership can come to us and get on board as a
group.
Mm-hmm. And then the players will get a discount in that rate, correct?
The players from that team. Yes.
From that team will get a discount. So it's two ways that you guys can do it. Inquire your team to do it, or you can come on as an individual. So,
yes.
You know, again, it's power in numbers. We talk about that. I've been talking about that since 2008.
And just so you know, the membership is annual based on the day you sign up.
Okay.
So, basically if you sign up today, your membership is good until this time next year, because I think someone was asking, is this the first year? Yes, we just launched June 1st. So, August 1st will be our official 2 months.
Yes, definitely.
And, you know, that this is why we're making such a huge push. That's why we have the radio show. That's why you see us on live quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
We're really trying to promote and gain support from everybody out there.
Right. And, you know, and you got a question out there, you know, if you become a sponsor, you know, what do you, what's included in the sponsors?
Well, because like this, our first is like the fundraising event, you know, we're going to be doing several events throughout the year. And as a sponsor, you would be part of that event in terms of, you know, your name will be out there for your business. If we have any marketing, your name will be branded in the marketing as well as a sponsor. You'll be on our website listed as a corporate member.
Mm-hmm.
There's other perks and benefits that come with that. If you go and look at the Join Us page, it has a list of items that you will get as a member.
Right.
Okay, some of it is merchandise, you know, T-shirts and stuff like that. Lifetime membership has a different membership package that would just be you pay one time and you are a founding member for life.
Right, you definitely get a plaque or something for that, right?
Yeah, you get a plaque as a founding member, yes.
Okay, well, the thing about it, we're going to be talking about this each and every week, so this is not like we're trying to get everything in 1 week,
uh-huh.
You know, because I'm looking at the clock, you know, I'm a coach, you know what I'm saying? It's time. We have to move on.
Next week we have our guest.
All right, but I got to do my part.
Which is?
Quarter number two! Quarter number two here. We should have our guest on board. Do we have Coach Campbell? Are you on?
Hey, Coach Lee. How are you, Carla?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks for having me on.
Can you hear us very clear?
I can hear you loud and clear. How do you hear me?
I hear you pretty good, but we should be able to get this thing up a little bit louder. Because we want our Facebook
just speak
people.
Into the phone because we're trying to get, the speaker on my computer to pick up.
How
I
about
mean,
now?
I have the phone.
Yes. So we're trying to do this plug-in. You're our first guest back on my show, and I am so happy that you are on the show. And, you know, I got the Coach of the Year here, babe.
Okay.
This is the Coach of the Year.
Coach of the Year.
This guy took his team and won a state championship in 3A, and got Coach of the Year.
Okay.
So we
congratulations
are...
there, Luke.
I appreciate you, Dion. Do you guys hear me okay now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
Awesome. Hey, thanks again for having me on, and I appreciate the love for the 3A Coach of the Year, and I don't want to speak any longer without giving credit to the guys that I've started with 5 years ago. I've got three great assistants that are volunteers that come along with me every year, and we love to plan out our season. We have great passion for the girls' game, and we treat it just like any other sport, and we've cultivated a culture of winning at Del Sol, and we're looking forward to another year. So I want to give a shout-out to those guys, Sean Topper, Stephen Topper, and Troy Miller. Without those guys, I'm not here taking this award, so... First and foremost, let me get that out of the way.
Well, definitely. That's the political thing to do as a head coach, because without your assistant coaches, you know, you're not really coaching. You know what I'm saying? They get
absolutely.
Most of the credit. They do all the work, and as head coaches, we get all the credit. So that's definitely a thing to do,
right.
You know.
I have some questions for you. So you guys won the state championship this year for your division?
Correct. Yeah, we play in 3A with nine teams. Last year we had, we're growing to 10. We're adding Slam Academy. Competitive, great coaches, Boulder City, Virgin Valley. I think some of these teams could compete with a lot of the 4A teams. And like you said, we kind of make the most out of it here. There's full coaching staffs, three teams for each team in 3A. And it's been a great experience.
Definitely. Were you at the start of it when flag football started here in CCSD, Clark County?
No, I actually wasn't. When I started teaching PE at Del Sol, they offered me a job to coach the girls team, and that was back in 2014-15. So I think we were actually in our third year of flag football. And at that
correct.
Time, we expanded to a JV and freshman team. And we've had three teams since, and just building that program. You know how it goes, Coach Lee.
Definitely that. You know, what are some of your highlights, you know, being a coach of girls flag football, man? I know as a coach that I coach women's football, I coach flag football for girls, and I get a lot of questions about why do you do it? Why do you give your time and effort to girls and teaching them a sport called football?
Well, I think you could attest to the empowerment that football gives to girls, and why shouldn't they be able to play? And when they're out there on the field and putting it all just like the boys, it gives you a feeling as a coach that it's worth it. You know, you see people that are just as invested, having fun. It makes you want to get up and plan and, you know, be a part of that community. And that's what I've enjoyed most is the connections you make with the kids and just the love of football. You know, it doesn't matter if it's tackle, flag, two-hand touch, and PE. I have a great time with it.
Well, you know, listening to you from a coach's perspective, because, you know, I hear it all the time from my coach over here. What do you think about how the girls have been receiving this as far as the popularity and the interest that you see?
Oh, man, it's great. When you look at just in the last 4 or 5 years and how many kids we get at Del Sol, a smaller school, to come out with 60 or 70 kids for tryouts, and unfortunately, you only have so many roster spots, but it's awesome to see the popularity growing. And I've heard at other schools it's even higher. So the popularity is there, and I think it's going to be there to stay. So as long as we have girls playing and schools that continue wanting to provide the sport, I think we have a bright future in flag football.
Well, what do you think? I agree with you. I think that it's here to stay. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, as far as what do you feel is the future is for the rest of the country as far as, you know, catching this, drinking the Kool-Aid, I guess you could say.
That's my word, drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Well, I took – when I took my sip of the Kool-Aid and got introduced to the sport, I kind of started exploring around to see how popular it was. And just here in Vegas in the men's community – the 8-on-8 semi-contact is big. They have rec departments that have 5-on-5 no contact. And throughout the country, it's growing at the youth level with NFL flag. I think the possibilities are endless. I would love to see a little bit more uniformity as far as rules go so we can all kind of play one game. But it's easy to put together. It's cheap. People like it. And it's America's favorite sport, football. So as long as we kind of keep working towards a unified movement and getting more people to play, starting with the youth all the way up to adults, I think the possibilities are endless, possibly an Olympic sport for women, men, you name it. I think we can do it.
Definitely. I mean, that's what the GFA is all about. You know, like I said, you know a little bit about my history with behind the women's football movement in tackle football, and then me coming back and coaching the flag program. You know, I got big visions, and sometimes, you know, I look around at some of the coaches, and they're just out there. But I know you've been one of the few coaches that not only put your time and energy into the high school, but you also developed another portion of football called 702 Gridiron Girls. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Going back to the love of the sport and seeing the kids play it and how much fun they had, I felt bad that there wasn't a place for women to play in the Las Vegas area against other women. You know, there's, like I said, there was co-ed that's available, but with all the popularity at the high school level, I felt like it would be appropriate to try to start an organization for women. And we founded 702 Gridiron Girls with my girlfriend, Melissa Guzman. She's really the brainchild of it. But we have.
I'm just letting you know that.
So absolutely, I got to have someone to talk to and keep me right. So she's helped me out a lot, and we're on our third season, and it's growing. We had 6 teams last year or last season, and coming up in the fall, we're hoping for 8. So it's growing slowly but surely, and we're looking forward to another season.
Are you like predominantly in one part of Las Vegas, or are you pretty much spread out?
The the women that play for 702 Gridiron Girls have had no experience. Most of them are probably 25 years and younger and played somewhere in CCSD. But we've had girls from Shadow Ridge, Boulder City, Del Sol, of course. I think most of the high schools, to be honest, have been covered. And, the word seems to be getting around that it's out there. And if women want a place to play, we're here.
Are you guys performing a fall team, or when are you guys playing?
Yeah, we actually have a camp coming up on August 4th. It's going to be over at Charlie Frias Park from 6 to 8, and it's going to be designed for free agents. So we already have six teams. Quarterbacks are always a premium, so we're out looking for quarterbacks. But everybody's welcome to come. That's 18 and above, and test their skill out. And if they want to join, that's great. If not, that's okay too. They got a chance to experience the sport and what our community of women is about. And we're going to play at Sunday nights behind the Walmart on Eastern and Russell. The park is called McCarran Park. It's been resurfaced, brand new turf fields. The goal is, if we get eight teams, to run double headers. So you're going to go out there and play back-to-back games, hour long. We use SNOA officials. It's 5-on-5. Very, very similar to what we play as far as rules go as a 7-on-7 game in the high school level. So if you've played before at the high school level, you could easily step in. We've got great officials. There's three per game. It seems to be – they're out there having a good time. We do stats. We do video. We've got a little website, 702gridirongirls.com. We'd make the most of it for what we can to not cheapen the game.
Got you.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen the product, and I know probably about 75% of your players out there. I've either high-fived them or coached them or coached against them. And, you know, it's some great stuff out there. I mean, you know, I'm loving what you're doing here in the Las Vegas community. I'm loving what you're doing over at Del Sol High School. You know, my one question to you is, give me three things you would like to see about flag football that could either be changed, added, or made up, I guess. I don't know. Was that a good question?
Yeah, I think that's a very fair question. The one thing I would like to see first and foremost, and what you guys are pushing in the GFA, is the unification of the rules. If we can get all the high schools on board to use the same book, I think it could easily propel to a college level sport where scholarships are offered to an Olympic level. So we got to figure out what's going on. And I know you've got a big hand in that, talking to different state organizations that run their high school sport. But when I look at it comparatively with other sports, like we talked about, it's people love to get behind football, no matter what it is. It's cheap, set of flags, get some referees out there. It should be a doable project. I think that would be great. So the unification of the sports, I'd like to see more coaches involved. It's a fun sport. I hate showing up to a high school and they have one guy trying to run two teams or three teams. You know, the girls are deserving of they're extremely coachable, and they're just as capable of learning as the boys. So some more on board that want to get behind flag football as a sport and seeing it progress. And thirdly, I'd like to see some more people out there in the stands. I don't know what we have to do at the CCSD level. I know it's a winner sport.
Yes. I was just
if we could promote our teams better.
Yeah, I was thinking that whenever we make an announcement like the fundraiser where we're, you know, asking people to register, we're also talking to the fans. Yeah. So we want you to come out and support these teams. You know, that's why it's hard to get a leg up, because we don't have enough support. We don't have enough fans coming around, and we need to increase that.
Yeah, and part of that is coverage and promotions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's unfortunate that women's sports and girls' sports only get 4% of the coverage in the sports pages or on ESPN. It's only 4%. So that's why we're building the GFA. It's power in numbers. If you have an organization built behind a cause, then people start listening when you're knocking on the door.
Well, you know, anything that can create media attention, you know, it may trend for a little while, you know, which will increase the viewership, will increase the participation and everything else.
Yeah.
You know, look at the World Cup, how popular that was, you know what I'm saying?
And it caused
this
demand.
Is the time in our culture where women are at the forefront with different movements, and there's no reason why parents shouldn't want to see their young female athlete, their daughter or their niece or whoever it may be, their neighbor going out and playing and playing well. There's some awesome players out there that are extremely talented. Look at the quarterback there where you're at, Coach Lee. I've seen her throw better balls than a lot of high school kids. So it's not that the talent isn't out there. I think it's just been, unfortunately, it's just not as appreciated as much as the boys, and we got to do better.
Well, yeah, and that was part of my exiting out of the boys football program to concentrate on the girls because, you know, as a football coach, you know, the football coach walks around with his chest out on campus because he is, or in some cases she is, but in 99% of the time, he is the man on campus. And I just thought it was a big statement to say, you know what, I'd rather give up the dream job of being a head football coach for boys and take on this movement of girls getting that same equal opportunity to participate in sports.
You can make a difference in someone's life as a coach regardless.
Right.
But, you know, but when
absolutely.
You're making a difference in the world, you know, that's really impactful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I appreciate what you've done, Deanna. I know a little bit of history about with you and women's sports, from getting women to play tackle football at the next level when they're adults, to getting the sport started here in CCSD. I think it's been awesome. So big ups to you guys.
Hey, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Because if it wasn't for coaches like you, you know, all that would have went to the wayside a year after we got it going. So,
and I just want to talk to our listeners out there on Facebook Live. If you could hear Coach Luke, give a thumbs up, because this is the first test run with a live caller on Facebook Live.
Right.
And we just want to make sure you guys were able to hear what he had to say. So thumbs up if you are able to hear.
Okay. At this point, is there anything, Coach, that you would like to, you know, present or bring to the table or make an announcement to the world?
Or ask, or if you have anything to ask of us.
Yes.
You know, I would love to have my awesome girlfriend come on for just a minute and talk about her experience with the community of flag football players, if that's okay. She's
next
to me. Is that all right? Okay, this is Melissa.
We enjoy couples that work together.
Yeah.
Right on. Here you go.
Hello.
This must be the brainchild.
Hi.
Yeah, hello. Hi, how are you?
And what is your name?
Melissa. Melissa Gugin.
Melissa.
Okay.
Okay, so tell us, how did you get involved in flag football?
I met Coach Campbell. And he shared with me his passion. It's pretty infectious. For the high school game. And then I met the players, and then I realized that once they graduated, they didn't have a place to play against other women exclusively, and that seemed like a travesty to me. So I had a little background in running nonprofits, so I said, let's just make one.
Hey!
You sound like somebody from my left.
Man, that's like, you know, I can't compare it right there.
Wow.
Exact same story.
Yeah, and so I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anything about the community. So before we opened our first season, I said, can you prove to me that this is a thing? And so we ran free clinics all last summer, and I had 40, 50 girls come out in hot Vegas summer and play.
Well,
and then I got to know them, and they said, oh my God, is this a real thing? I've been waiting for years for a place to play after high school. And yeah, so then we started our first season last fall, just closed our second, and we're getting ready for our third.
Okay.
That's awesome. That is so awesome that you guys are working on the third year. And, you know, it's going to take people like yourself to kind of – we're all feeding off each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You guys are doing the young adults, per se, who just start playing flag football.
Mm-hmm. We should have that before.
Yeah, we didn't have that at all when I started tackle football in 2006 here in Vegas. It was from scratch. I'm talking about there was no girls doing anything, you know.
And
so now
– some women who had played 4 years, graduated, and then come to play for us. We also have women that had never played before and just thought, hey, that would be cool, and we get them on a team, and they try it out, and they love it. We have actually some women from the tackle team come out, and like they're out playing too. What I really wanted was a community of women that happened to play flag football. And
you know, that would be – go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you, Carla, go.
No, I was going to say that would be a great reason to get involved with GFA as well, because, you know, although our focus is the youth, for them to know that there's something that they can move on to from there.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is one of the reasons we greatly support GFA, because the more people that are playing in middle school and in high school, the more people that will want to play once they're 18. I think we're watching like women who's like bringing their, like want to get their nieces involved now. And I have two young girls, and now they want to play flag, and it's about knowing that they can. And we also have all these social events. We try, like we play dodgeball after the last season. We throw socials, we give out awards. It's just about like building each other up. We built an all-star team out of like the best players from season one, and there was a lot of like coexisting, and everyone got to know each other personally. It's all about the community, I think, that we're building top of great athletes.
Definitely that. If you have a social where you guys are making some cookies, chocolate chip cookies and walnuts, I am there.
Uh-huh. We will invite you. We will have a bake-off.
Please do.
Perfect.
We have a bake-off, and I'll be the tester.
Yeah. And, you know, if we have a chance here as well, you know, feel free to plug in, you know, because we want the girls to know that there is another level,
of course.
And if, you know, you guys come around and you share that there is another level.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's great that way they don't think that it's just a couple years they're going to play and then they have to go play soccer in college. Or once they graduate, right? There is something else somewhere else they can keep playing.
Definitely that, because Parks and Rec really don't have adult leagues. They have adult softball, and that's co-ed.
Mm-hmm.
They might be co-ed, mm-hmm. kickball, co-ed,
mm-hmm.
Soccer. But nobody's really concentrating on doing a 5-on-5 format like you guys are doing league. Everybody doesn't want to go to a tournament in another state per se. You know,
exactly.
We want to get things
that's
local.
Expensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
So my thing is this, we're going to get together, 702 Gridiron. We're going to get together with GFA, and we're going to promote each other. I mean, that's what it's going to take. Each one of us need each other to make each other successful.
Hey, you guys got to be a part of our fundraising tournament on November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's a women's tournament. It's $45 per year. Yes. You can find that information on our website or our Facebook page.
Right. We should be promoting that either this evening or this by the end of this week, but we just got everything taken care of where we know where it's going to be at and the times and locations, so now we're going to start promoting it. So that's what we're looking for, the community that's come out and help out organizations like 702 Gridiron Girls, some of the high schools that Coach Campbell, you know, he coaches, and myself at the different high schools that I coach at. But it's been great. It's been great, and I am so happy to have both you guys on here. A couple that's pushing women's football, just like there's a couple pushing girls' football.
Girls,
you know what I'm saying?
Maybe we can get together before school starts and talk.
So
yeah, do a double date.
Power couples.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, we're gonna move on with the show. We only got 1 hour total. I can talk 1 hour and 15 minutes by myself. And, again, I want to thank both you guys for coming on to the show, being our first guest on my relaunch.
Thanks
of
so much for having us.
Yeah.
All right,
Dan.
Definitely. Call
back again.
All right, Dan. We'll talk.
Carla, thank you, Dion. Have a great night.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
All right. That was Coach right there. Like I said, and the flag football thing is moving for women. We are off and running. We got adult flag football. We're working the youth football, and that takes me to quarter number 3.
It's going to be a short quarter.
Oh, man, how come I get this shortness? I'm tall in comparison to you.
Unless we go overtime on the show.
No, we're not going to go overtime on the show.
Okay.
We're going to keep it to 1 hour. So let's go on to the quarter number three. Premier 7 football. We just talked about adult football with 702 Gridiron.
Yep.
But there is a craze going called Premier 7 football. All-girl leagues, high school division, youth division with 14U, 12U, 10U, 8U, down to 6U. We are kicking off this fall. Registrations are taking right now. It's $135. It comes with the full gear from mouthpiece to jerseys, uniform, and flags. It consists of a minimum of 7 games plus playoffs. First weekend is September 14th. So, again, we are really pushing this because now we got high school here in the state of Nevada. And now coaches like myself are like, okay, where are these girls learning how to play football before they get to the high school? We don't have a feeder program here. So what we've created is a feeder program league called Premier 7 Football. And we have a lot of interest across the nation to get this thing started because girls want to play football.
Yes, they do. Yeah, that's one of the things. Just to be clear, Girls Football Association is not a league.
Oh, that's not. That's right. That's right.
It's not a league. We're not going to be taking any registration for any type of league. Camps, clinics, and possible tournaments. Those are pretty much all of the events that we will be having as GFA. If you want to play in an actual league against other teams in competing for championships,
mm-hmm.
then Premier 7 Football will be the platform for that.
Right. And let me just tell you how Premier 7 works along with GFA. Along with the movement to the high schools across the country. You know, as you know, because you're the CEO
mm-hmm.
of GFA, you're out there advocating for schools to start programs.
Yes.
You're advocating for teams to start club programs to start off like
yes.
we did here in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in other areas, it's not an area like Las Vegas where there's 40 schools in a 15-mile radius. So what we're saying is, okay, GFA is going to go into those territories, talk to those schools. You get a school in one area, another school 15 miles away, another school 20 miles away, and they can't play on a weekly basis, well, during a weekday. So what we do is if we put them in our GFA, in our Premier 7 league, and they will play on the weekends. It helps cut the cost down at the high schools, but the kids get to participate as a club sport, okay? But the meat and potatoes of the whole thing is the 14U, 12U, 10U, 8U, and 6U. It's the introductory of the sport. It's the rules that we're going to be going by that are similar to the rules here in the state of Nevada, okay? But they're called Premier 7 rules or GFA rules.
I just have to say something, okay? So this is part of GFA. It's a learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not really being sexist, but we have not had a foothold in this sport, right? And when he says 14U, 12U, 10U, that's something that I had to kind of learn what that meant, you know, not having been
in the sports
world. So, you know, that's just me.
Okay. So
I don't know if my whole audience are all savvy with that youth sports lingo.
Okay. Well, I would clarify.
But I would like, clarify that. For
okay.
Them.
So most high schoolers start high school 14 and a half, 15 years of age, they're in high school, okay? In middle school, the kids are 14 and 13-year-olds, so they're playing together. Then you have 12 and 11-year-olds playing together. That's why it's called 12U. 12U stands for 12 and under.
Okay.
So somebody 8 years old could play in a 12U as long as you're under the age of 12.
Gotcha.
So then we have the 10U, 8U, 6U. So you take that even number and mix it with the odd number underneath it, and those two age groups play together.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so that's when I'm throwing that lingo out. So you got high school division.
I know. I just want to make sure everyone understood that, and it wasn't just Chinese.
Oh, well, it can be any kind of language, you know, but it's numbers in a letter. Okay, so to clarify it, that's what we're doing.
Got it.
So we have different age groups playing against each other, and that way it's kind of even. You want similar ages playing each other. You don't want a 14-year-old playing against a 6-year-old. It's not going to work. All right. So going with that, you know, these leagues are going to be popping up in a city and a town near you. And this is where I want those women football teams that are out there. See, you got to realize that you are a role model for these young ladies. But you also can understand this. If they see you playing the game, they see you coaching the game, they will want to play the game. And that's what we want. And it's an opportunity. And we know that you guys out there in the women's football world pay to play. Mm-hmm. Here's an opportunity to raise anywhere between $25,000 to $30,000 to run your own league that benefits your organization.
Yes. So that is our team in a box structure.
Right.
And, you know, let me make this straight too. You don't have to be a Premier 7 league or team in order to be a part of GFA. GFA is for everybody, everybody, all that are a part of the football world, those that are not a part of the football world, fans, you know, coaches, players, parents. We are the umbrella. Premier 7 is just the organization that we are using a vehicle to create those youth programs in the areas that have no program.
Right.
Okay, so that's who we partnered with to build those leagues in the areas where there is no league. Okay, so rather than wait for somebody to start something, hey, here we are, already team in the box, let's go. Okay, so that's how that works.
Yes, it is, because, you know, GFA encompasses all girls who play, no matter what league.
But I
NFL
will say,
7-on-7.
If your league or team is a member of GFA, we will definitely support and promote any events that you have as well. It's not just all about Premier 7. We will promote, if you are a member, your events as well.
And I got you. And we're going to have more time to talk about all those wonderful things, because this is our show. Four Quarters of Coach Lee and Carla. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be able to talk and debate and do all those things. But we have so much information because we've been off the air for 3 years. There's been a lot of things that have happened over those 3 years that we want to get out there. So each show is going to be something special. And we're going to touch a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really want to focus on is the fact that, yes, GFA is out there being an advocate, but you're cutting this forest with the machete.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming in with our paving machines and laying the road down mm-hmm. for girls to play.
Yep.
That's the reality to what's going on. We got some people laughing on Facebook Live at it. But, yeah, when you're married like this, you have some disagreements. Don't get me wrong, but we have a lot of understanding, you know. But the fact is, Premier 7 is what we're pushing to help garner and get these leagues going and getting the girls out there.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is this, you know, it's opportunity out there. You know, why reinvent the wheel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if this is the rules for a high school, we need to start promoting those same rules, just like in boys football. If you're 11 on 11, I don't care if you're 6 years old or if you're 12 years old or you're high school or you're college. It's rules that are all gathered together that we can go by. And right now, if we don't have an organization like GFA, we have all kind of rules and we'll never get to play each other. So that's why we're following those rules that GFA has adopted. We're just putting it under the format of Premier 7, which is a lifestyle, which I call it. We're branding it as a lifestyle. But that's what we're doing. It's her turn the ball. That's what's over our shoulder.
Her turn the ball. Hashtag her turn the ball.
Yeah, hashtag that bad boy. Yeah. All right? But we're growing. Right now here in Las Vegas, we are pushing to get 360 girls playing this fall in a all-girls youth football league. We want to set the standard for those other organizations across the United States, that 360 girls is not really that many girls. You know, when you break it down to six divisions, 10 girls per team, 16 per division, that's 360. It's that simple, simple math. There's 300 girls at one elementary school. You know, it can happen. So we're realistic in our approach. And we have this business in the box situation that can be beneficial to a team owner of a women's football team, somebody who just want to run their own flag football program.
Mm-hmm.
We got the numbers, we got the facts, and we got the research that's gone on that your organization has helped us out with GFA. And it's great. But, you know, the concept is started because at five years old, I was in love with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I didn't like Pittsburgh Steelers. I was in love with Lynn Swann, a football player. But going back to the professional women's football, there's no feeder system. Going back to college, there's no feeder system. Going back to high school, there's no feeder system. If you look at the success of men's football, there is a feeder system from ages 5 all the way through to the pros. And we have to lay that foundation down. And that's what we're doing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We're laying the foundation down. We're following the rules. We're trying. There's only 3 states that have flag football: Florida, Alaska, and Nevada. So, again, we have 47 states. And if you're in a state that doesn't have flag football as a sanctioned sport, you need to contact Carla over at GFA. You need to contact me at GFA and at Premier 7 so that we can get into the system, so that we can get into the school district, so we can challenge Title IX compliancy. That's what women have right now. You have a law that's been passed since 1972 of compliancy.
Yes, yes.
So there it is. We are on the move. This is a movement. It is her turn to ball. Again, it's just right over my shoulder. Look at that. Watch it. Her turn to ball right there.
I mean, if you missed our show last week, I think we still have the replays on our Facebook page. But we did talk about the statistics in our last show. You know, we talked about the numbers compared to nationally, the high school participation for girls' sports. And we know that we can make the numbers that our goal is 500,000 girls.
500,000 girls, people. 500,000.
So right now we're at 13,000. So is there a huge opportunity? Of course.
Yes.
Huge.
13,000 girls play football
in high school.
In high school nationwide. Our goal is to push it to 500,000 within the next 3 years. That's 10,000 high schools across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we're going to need everybody's help. We need you to share, and share this video, the movement, the GFA webpage, the Premier 7 webpage, and just talk about the opportunities for women and girls to play this sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about 500,000 girls in high school. We're talking about 4 million girls ages 5 to 14 playing this sport. That's just here in the United States. As you mentioned last week, we made some connections with international.
Mm-hmm.
Brazil, Chile, South America, Australia, you name it, people are hitting us up. They're calling. But we got to get you guys on board. We, you know, some of you guys talk about, you know, what can I do? Well, the first thing you do is sign up with GFA. Be a supporter of the organization that's making the move.
Yes.
If you go to Nike page, look at the commercials they're making for women, strong, you know, strong women commercials, Adidas. Okay, other apparel companies are jumping on board as well. Again, we talked about this last week. It has not been a movement like this for women and girls since 1999, first World Cup. It was funny that Coach Campbell brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
You brought that up. Before that, it was the women's team. So, I don't know. BJ, do you know if we have a caller? Let me see if we haven't checked our text messages.
I don't see one.
Okay, I just hear beep, beep, beep.
I don't know where the beep is coming from.
But you know what? That's what happens with our nuances on this show. We're learning as we go.
It sounds like call waiting on your phone.
It might be somebody calling me.
There you go.
No wonder. somebody was calling me. Man, this show is a trip. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's going to happen on Four Quarters of Coach Lee, man. I'm getting phone calls and things are happening.
Oh,
shoot. Oh, now we on live on her phone. But anyway, so we're going to talk more about Premier 7. We're going to talk more about GFA. We're going to talk more with different guests. If you want to be a guest on the show, you can hit us up at
657. Oh, that's the call-in.
That's the call-in number, 657-383-1020. But if they want to reach out to us, what's the best email? Would it be the Girls Football Association?
Yeah, Girls Football Association at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're interested in the league, Premier 7 Football at gmail.com. What I want to say about the league is if you are a person who are entrepreneurial, and I'm sure that Dion already said this, we need league directors. We need people who are willing to go out and build a league in your market.
Right.
Okay, so we're opening the market, but we need people to run the market, you know, once we get it going.
And what's the advantage of somebody opening the market, though?
It's pretty much business ownership. Right. You know, you get to own your own league pretty much, you know, under the Premier Sevens brand. And so everything is provided and done for by our company, and then you pretty much build it, grow it,
definitely.
Run it.
50% partnership.
It's a 50-50 partnership.
50-50 partnership is what we're offering out there for Premier 7 football. And like I said, it's hardly any, if any, upfront fee. We are out there pushing and promoting. We just need people to run it. We need people to put their boots on, get in the mud, and promote. You know, because that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to promote. We're not going to stop what we're doing because people are upset that we're always talking about promoting something that's healthy, that's responsible, that's keeping kids off the street, that is getting girls an opportunity to do things.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop that. If we stop doing that, then guess what? This world's going to go crazy.
Yes.
You know, as we did some research before as well, the jail system is getting bigger and bigger for girls. They're building new prisons every day because there's more women that don't have outlets to participate in things to keep them off the street. We think it's a guy thing,
yes.
But it's not a guy, you know. So my thing is we're going to keep promoting, we're going to keep pushing, we're going to keep doing what we do,
yes.
You know, because that's who we are.
Yes.
If you know me, I'm always pushing. I'm always pushing to be the best, and that's what football teaches, though. You know that? Push you beyond your own means that you don't know what you can and can't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what we got to continue to teach our youth. I mean, we have four daughters and two sons,
right.
A granddaughter and a grandson. So the fact is, nothing is given, and nobody's going to give you something if you don't open your mouth. I sound like I'm ranting, huh? My bad.
Yeah, he is. He's just on that last third quarter.
I know, huh? We're not even going to get to the fourth quarter. You know what? That's why this show continues to grow and grow and grow. Our numbers are going to go up, and that's going to be great. But outside of that, do you have any announcements as we finish up in quarter number four?
No, we good.
We good?
Yeah.
Man.
Look at all the announcements we're going to make this week.
Okay, so can we reiterate those announcements? We talked about the GFA fundraiser,
mm-hmm.
right? The GFA flag football fundraiser for women and high school girl teams, mm-hmm. November 1st through the 3rd. It'll be $45 per person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're looking for 16 to 32 teams total in that tournament. We talked about GFA membership.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, if you don't have the time to put out there and teach, then put in the time to sign up and be a member, right?
Yep.
That would be great.
Hey, Mr. Melvin, how you doing?
Oh, okay. We got more people jumping on board. What happened? I wasn't even looking at the comments or anything. So,
yeah.
You know, I didn't realize that it was on my screen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But so, again, we got a lot of announcements. And this is going to be every Monday night, folks. You know, it's every Monday night here, Four Quarters Coach Lee and?
Carl Williams Lee.
You know it. And we're going to get down with the get down. Do what we got to do. Roll time. You know I'm not an Alabama fan. I'm a USC fan. Oh, let me see. Dun, 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 dun. But wouldn't it be great if a female could get a football scholarship to USC?
It will happen.
It's going to happen. You know why it's going to happen? Because we're making it happen.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. But anyway, I think we are about to run out of time. We are at that 1 hour mark, and woo! Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, so we want to again thank our guest for coming on, Mr. Luke Campbell,
mm-hmm.
and his lovely partner.
Girlfriend. And the brainchild.
Yeah.
The one and only. The one that makes the most of the most.
Is he talking about me?
Well, you guys have something in common. You know what I'm saying? You guys are tenacious and going out there and getting things done. But, BJ, if you can hit that music, we are ready to get out. We are out. 5000G. There it is. Sorry you guys can't hear the jam on Facebook, but it is what it is.
Yes.
We are up. We out. And we'll talk to you guys later. And we're done. We'll be right back.
ever question what I am? God knows. Hip-hop is coming from the heart. What I got? Better get some tin on up. Hustler of culture. Snake bitten, been spit in the face. But the rhyme keeps fitting. Respect been given. How's your living? Now I can't protect. I paid off defects. Check the record and record. Inattentional wreck. Played off as the intellect. Made the call, took the fall, broke the laws. Not my fault that they're falling off. Known as fair and square throughout.